Gimel is Boininus. Avisa is Boininus. That's the name of the game. The only way to retain sanity in the present situations. We make some steps forward and then we have steps backwards. Try to manage the situation is over and it's not over. It's a very frustrating, hard situation. Another day, more lives lost. Another day, in some ways, it looks, situation is whatever, getting close to its end. In other ways, it looks like it's further away than it was before. It's not only here in Eretz Yisrael, it's all over the world. So if you're going to say, well, Hashem is not bringing the results we wanted as quick as we wanted, and then we'll just have to go back and rely on Bos of Adam, which is a feeling the Yetzer Hara initiates within every person. Even if you knock it down, but come that apikosis, what you want to call it, comes in. If we don't have this boldness, we're talking about, pay attention to the fact that Hashem takes care of every prat in the world, every little detail in the world. Hashem takes care to make the world complete and perfection. And if we do so, pay attention to it, then we can realize also this is a part of that perfection in the Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's worlds. Something we understand more, something we understand less. That's what it is. We were talking before about his bonus, the things around us. Pay attention. Pay attention to a tree that you see. You pay attention to the different Balei Chayim you see, different creatures. Amazing, amazing things. When you swat a fly, you may be upset at the fly. They say, wow. I don't know if anybody, human being, can make such a complex system of flying that doesn't lose itself. You do that to a plane, who knows what happens in a plane? Swat, if you can swat it. Yeah, it has a system inside that builds up and right away, some gyroscope inside. Just, that's what they say, some gyroscope in there. I don't know exactly what it does, but so everything's created with perfection. It says that the name of Hashem is Shalom. After the car, that if a person's in a bathhouse, in a bathroom, place which is not clean. So he's allowed to say something that describes the meanness of Hashem. Say Rachum. You can even say Emes. You know Hashem is Chosomoy Emes. Signet reading is Emes. That's the description of one of the Huggers of Hashem. Say Shalom in the bathroom is also. Shalom is not just one of the meanness. It's the general essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we recognize, that was revealed to us. Shalom comes to Lashon of Shleimus. Everything interacts with each other in perfect precision. And that's from the Bria, we see that that's the nature of Hashem. He said of everything, in the fashion, unfathomable complexity, but everything works together, synchronizes. Even the Torah, like it says, you look up at the stars, it's not just a multitude of stars. Everything has to be in the right position, the right, we know the different forces that matter has, that causes it to interact, gravitational force, different forces. That one piece of matter affects the other one. So everything had to be created in synchrony. You can't just put a star here, a star there, and this, and everything will work out. It either explode or implode or whatever else. Hashem set up everything down to the dot. On the macro level of the trillions of trillions of stars, not exaggeration, trillions of trillions of stars, to what's going on in the micro level. The trillions of trillions of trillions of things going on underneath our feet and all around us. I always say, if a person is scared about the unknown, then I recommend him to stop eating. Because like it says, Hillel, the donkey saw the mazikin. We don't see the mazikin, but otherwise we go crazy. We see all the bacteria and viruses that are floating around us, even more of them inside of us. There's more viruses inside our body than there are cells of our own body. Many times more. There's a machlekes, there's more bacteria than that. The viruses, everybody's made it. There's a lot more. All these things floating around over there. Oh, how can you go, how can you continue life like that? It's surrounded by all these mazikim. So like I'm saying, the same one that created all these mazikim around it, he created in a way that could be calm. Shleimus, the world is created in a way that Hashem wants us to live and exist and survive. And the world has a purpose and to reach its purpose. And that's the shleimus of the world. Shleimus of the world is those two things. The physical world has its shleimus, the spiritual world has its shleimus, and the two have a shleimus of being compatible to one another. So the situations we're going through now, We had some new unknowns that we didn't have before. But nothing changed. The same Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his infinite complexity, still that struggle of making the different parts of the world, the creation, physical and spiritual, interact with each other in a way that's sustainable, that's continuing. The one thing that Hashem has taken away from us is a feeling of confidence is that you can just let things go as they are and everything will be right. Oilam bin Hogan Noyeg was taken away from us. The world is going on its natural course. It's not going its natural course. But the goal of that is to drop that, false reliance on the natural course of the world and put us into the world of reliance on a Kodesh Vokal. Relying on Kodesh Vokal. It's nice to say, okay, I'm going to rely more on Kodesh Vokal. It's not good for it doesn't help the blood pressure much though. Because when everything is very scary out there, and suddenly they say, okay, I'm relying more on Kodesh Vokal. Why rely more on Kodesh Vokal? I'm terrified. Why should I rely more on Kodesh Vokal? The only thing that can help the blood pressure and the spiritual blood pressure is what we're talking about today. Paying more attention, connected all those things that arouse concern about what's happening now and what will be in the future. Together with that is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is with us every second of our lives and every second of our history, and managing things much more complex than this. I didn't drop anything now. Everything's the same state as it was before. So this is it. This is Voininus, is the tool that Hashem gave us to live more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll have peace of mind in all circumstances. Because really, nothing changed. Come about something major changed. The major change is that we're being shaken up and we're going through painful situations. But Chas V'Shalom doesn't mean that Hashem has left us. Hashem is with us. The same is a part of process, like we're saying. Hashem is shaking us. My dear children, you started off great. Keep on going. Keep on going. Start off great. You know, when you think about it, 2 months ago we were heading towards the civil war over here in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's in the macro. And every group had another little civil war, mini civil war, like 1,000 civil wars going on simultaneously. Hashem Elohim. Baruch Hashem. Look, there's always those individuals that will remain fighting to the bitter end. But the general spirit of the country has changed tremendously. There is a feeling of care for one another. And together with that, the animosity towards religion also took a change. I'm not saying everybody is Chayz B'Tshuva. Otherwise, we'd be Chayz B'Tshuva, I think. That's the best way to start it. Start with us and then worry about everybody else. And tell about everybody, but everybody's up a little bit. And the story we have now is that initial shake-up shook us up, and the way he called it is it brought us back to our reality, to what we really are. This is the truth. We are the Am Hashem. Hashem is with us. We should be proud of that. We should have peace of mind always. And all the little things we go through in our lives, whether it be our panos issues, or our health issues, or shalom bayis issues, Hashem is with us. Hashem will feel it. Now we're feeling it because we feel that we have nothing else. And we see the tremendous hashgacha also within all the tzaras we're going through, this, all the different hashgachas that happened in the course of the last few weeks. So it has waking us up to the truth, the emes of the world. And the kiva between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the kiva between us and one another. It's a great start. Great start. Instead of people ripping off Aleisa, they're putting on Aleisa. Beautiful. It's great. But the danger we have now is, as time drags on, and once again, halavai, tomorrow everything, whoop, we wake up in the morning, we share this here. We wake up in the morning, and suddenly all the Arabs decided they read about Mashiach, we want to hop around before Mashiach comes. And we're making peace, giving over all the arms to China, and which we can live peaceful, coexisting, two nations, like everybody is dreaming for. It'd be wonderful. Either way is good for us. I prefer the Mashiach. But we know that Mashiach has more chances than the other one. And the Mashiach, we're mamet, could be tomorrow. But we're not sure. We don't know. We're not guaranteed anything. So we have to be prepared that even if it drags out, nothing changed. That chizuk that we got now cannot falter. Let it just dissipate and go back to despair that, oh, we got all excited because we're expecting that, yeah. But if it doesn't happen, so what are we going to do? Just drop everything. The natural thing is, if you don't work on it, that's what happens. That's why it's very crucial now. Hashem wants us. He's our heavenly Mashiach. It's a process to bring us more into that
post-Mashiach mind frame, which is, like we said, we started it. It's like in the Moshav, if you look at the Chelem Mashiach being contraction you bring to the birth, so you want it, women can have a lot of contraction, doesn't do anything. Or it does something, then the body goes back into the previous state. So you wiped out the whole contraction. We had a real one of those great, great contraction. Yeah, keep on going. Great contraction, let's go. We're one step closer. But if we don't retain it, then Chas V'Shalom, we could lose it. We don't want to do that. We have so much good. So, like we said, the thing that retains us is the more we pay attention to our day to day, put Hashem more into our lives. That will give us the ability to see Hashem is with us. Like we said, all these amazing things He's doing for us every second of our lives. This whole situation is the same Hashem. For my own flesh, my own body, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blazy of Chanina says, every breath we take, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very complex system, every breath. And your lungs are like a balloon. Sponge is not a good example of it, because sponge retains its shape even in regular ear pressure. The lungs are not like that. The cavity with the lungs in has to have a little bit less ear pressure than outside. Because if it has the same as the outside, then it will be, it's like an open, the lungs are an open balloon, not a closed balloon, open balloon. So if you have less pressure inside, so the air coming in keeps it inflated. But in Chas V'Shalom that changes, and it can very, very simply change by having some hole in certain parts of that cavity, and it collapses, and that's the end of it. Everything, like we said, precision design, precision made, and it's totally on, totally as Hablima. For it to function, the ear pressure has to be exactly right. Every breath. That's one breath. There's so many millions and billions of things going on aside from that. Do we pay attention to our breathing? Ah. How do you dare go to sleep? When you're awake, just make sure that you continue breathing. When you go to sleep, who knows? Maybe it's that. We have a thought about it. Or do we even pay attention to the fact that our heart beats at a regular basis, hopefully, nonstop? 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. How they didn't make a car like that when they without having any service, keeps them going. And so it's constantly, it needs upkeep. All they probably need upkeep. But they change. Even the cells within our heart, they change in the course of life. Less than other ones, but over the course of a life. And also, because some die out, some repair, like some of us, by the end of your life, you're not the same person you were when you started. All the cells you had in the beginning, not none of them are there anymore. They change over the years. Yeah. But I go playing. You said in the past, a heartbeat is not just a piece of rubber going up and down. It's millions of independent cells that have contract exactly the same micro, millisecond, whatever, it's a very fraction of a time. If they don't do it in unison, then that's the end of the heart. It doesn't work. So we have to rely on the fact that a million little electric guys over there, each one can press the button at the right time, so each one to contract. And once they contract, so sweet, whole complex system, it's not just a piece of rubber band. All kind of chemical reactions. The bridge is opening and closing. All kinds of things going on. That whole point is, I'm just saying, we see Hashem set up things so perfect, so complex, but everything works. Yodcha itzvuni vayasuni yachat toviv itzavaleinu. This is Eel talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu who set up his whole body. Remember, I was made like, from the beginning, like a piece of clay formed. Started like a piece of cheese, and then suddenly bones come in, flesh comes in, sinews come in, and eventually life. From that one cell, we all started out as one cell, and then came two cells, came four cells, came 16 cells, 32 cells, and after about 30 times you have enough cells for your whole body. But if that's all that would happen, it would just be a bunch of cells. It would be nothing. Piece of jelly. Somehow, it doesn't just double. This one decides to be this, and this. It becomes eyes, and it's a liver, and it's a nose, and it's a mouth. Shem HaKatani V'Teido. The famous Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes. Heaven and Ezra says it's the most beautiful of all the Tehillim. Shritan Kuf Lamed Tes, 139. Yeah. Ati Yudat Shifti V'Kuma. Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is David HaMelech saying, I stood up and stand up. I have no idea what's going on there. But I know that you do. And if you learn a little bit what's going on, a lot of things are going on just for you to get up and sit down. It's a very complicated thing. Do you ever notice? You never, under normal circumstances, you don't miss a chair. You don't plop down on the chair. At the right momentum, everything perfect. If it happens otherwise, you have to go for a, what should we call it, EEG or whatever it is.
Yeah. Pantelereini ochot.
Because every step I take, you planned it out. Every word I say, the whole system of speaking, you set up. Ochot v'ken tatani, maybe it's front and the back. Sides. Clear das v'men nizgiva. Wondrous. I have no idea. All these wonders.
He gave me my kidneys. He even gave us a spear one. The floor my secher, and now she can dance my way. Okay. His loininess. Let us pay a little more attention to it. Take a bracha. I can see. Slowly, do it slowly. Pay attention before we eat. What is going on here? If it's a food, pay attention to this amazing thing that Hashem. As I said it here before, you say shakal and bidvara on animal products. Milk, cheese, eggs, fish, chicken, meat. Chodo is the most complex things that you eat. Even more choshev bracha. Shakal and bidvara is more basic bracha. But something made from the animal is a higher level of existence than vegetation. So I want to say, I don't say pshat, but it helps for this thing. Shakal and bidvara means everything was created by Hashem. So if you're eating something that comes from an animal, basically, you're eating the minerals that came from the earth, and the water that came from the ocean, and nitrogen and things that came from the air, and then that was put into the plant, which processes all kinds of things in the plant, and then it was eaten by the animal that produced this, either its own flesh, or the milk, or the cheese. So basically, when you're eating any of these things, you're misbinding it. I have a little bit of everything here, the whole bria, and this little bria, I think an omelet for breakfast, or a cup of milk, or Okay. If you drink a cup of water, you don't have all that. But that's a basic thing. Without that, there's no life. So either you drink the most basic thing, which is the most prevalent thing, the most necessary thing for any form of life, with all the amazing characteristics of water, or you drink the most complex things, which are a result of everything else in the world. Okay. So we should have a great week. And that's our goal, to preserve that uplifted, give us the kin that we all feel, keep everybody's spirits up, and daven well, and learning, so that whatever we can do. We don't have to take blame, but we have to realize this is a special time, and we have tremendous kavod. Take advantage of them, Yitzhak Hashem, will make life better for us and for all of Klal Yisrael, and bring us closer to the Gula. Thank you for your cooperation.